In 1952, baritone saxophonist Pat Patrick and drummer Robert Barry met Sonny after graduating from DeSable High School. The two became students for a new band Sonny was putting together, which would be called The Orchestra. We begin this section with Sonny speaking on building the nucleus of the band in Chicago.
I know because some of them were in high school, just coming out, and they started with me. That was in Chicago, though. However, I do have someone with me that, his name is Walter Miller, and I started teaching him when he was in elementary school, you see. I got him out of elementary school because I couldn't find anybody to play my music then.
Right.
I had to reach and get to 12, 13 year olds to put in my band. The other musicians were playing, but it was something I wanted then, a certain way to bend the music to play it, and they had the potentials. Where the others had already been developed and they could play, they couldn't have done it. So then I had to get them. He's played with Ray Charles and Hamp. He's not generally known, not known at all, because he's just been in the band playing. But he's on some of the records. He's on that When Sun Comes Out. He's on When Angels Speak of Love. Well, I know he's on When Angels Speak of Love. Now, functioning as a group was really over into another sort of thing, so in the duality thing as a group. But the way it's set up, they already knew everything they have to play for the next 10 years. Now, after that, they have to stop. But they actually get together to speed because they got it, you see. The only thing they have to do is to keep up on their horns while they got there. But when they get together, then it begins to click, you see.
Yeah.
It's like the wheels turn, wheels turning wheels. But well, that's the way it is about that. So you got, I got, like I said, Alto Clare in New York, Danny Davis, and Pat Patrick is there, baritone, and the vocals is there. But they come down on the weekends, or sometimes they might just jump on the train, come down. Like we usually rehearse every evening. Sometime, and right through here, I've been going through another kind of thing to an adjustment. Because see, like what we were singing about, prepare for the journey out of space, man, actually, well, it's been out of space, you see. Well, I have to make adjustments for something else. Now, well, I'm talking about intergalactic music, you see. Yeah, I haven't got that yet. So it means that adjustment of the bands, they had just got up to the idea of getting where it was, they were coordinating with outer space. And I'm talking about intergalactic, where, you know, average man, they can't hardly think of going out into the galaxy. Now I'm talking about the intergalactic thing, which is where my mind is. Well, of course, that calls for an adjustment and a broadening and a vaster thing, even in what I'm doing. So I'm thinking about like a sort of private audience thing. I'm not expecting the general public to really be ready for some things I'm doing now. Yeah, and I have to do it that way. Like I was telling them, yes, I said, let's give a concert. They was talking about me getting on TV, you know. I said, well, I don't want to be limited. So why don't we give a concert and charge $1,000 a person to come in? Let's prove something. So that really, they didn't know. They said, what about that? I said, but yeah, but, you know, it's time to prove something on this planet. Why not? But see, their minds weren't broad enough for that. That's bad, isn't it? There's some people who have $1,000 who don't know what to do with it. And who need help.
That's
spiritually. A lot of people are going to, readers, spiritualists, and preachers, and doctors, and everything. But this music could actually fill a void in their life. They see that. But I'm sure of it. It's just that like one choir, well, it's this whole thing is strange. If somebody really wanted to hear us and didn't have that $1,000 and it was necessary, it would come to them. Because I'm dealing with these forces of nature, the same choir not. Here's a person out riding along, he's looking for no bad luck, and it comes to him. Now I'm talking about why not some good things come to people instead of all those bad things. They don't be looking for nothing bad. Now it should be, if they go out, they're not looking for something good, it happens to them. If it can come one way, it can come another way, but it's just got to be a slight adjustment on the destiny road. A slight adjustment, and everybody on this planet will have another type of thing instead of constantly bad luck, bad luck, bad luck.